All righty, time to talk some football with the voice of the Packers, Wayne Larrabee. Wayne's visit brought to you by Lakeland Automotive, also by Legend Larry's, Meesfell's Meat Market, and the Bull at Pinehurst Farms. I'm Kelly Meyer, John Hensler joining me in studio.
Not much to talk about today. Does Wayne have half an hour?
We could pick apart this game and probably spend the rest of the morning doing it. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing okay. You and I just briefly talked before we went on the air, Wayne. Just what a wild game this was. Momentum swings back and forth. I mean,
turnovers, strings
of points being put together. Haven't seen one like that in a long time.
Well, I don't think I've ever seen a team force four consecutive turnovers, score 30 unanswered points, and end up losing the football game. Yeah. But that's what we saw yesterday with the Packers.
Starting right from the beginning, Wayne, I guess, with the Bengals score the touchdown right away, the ensuing kickoff, Jeremy Ross with the drop, obviously you spot him, another 7 points right there. He came back out and returned kicks later in the game. I think Randall Cobb was in on some of the punts. What do you see as Ross's status? I know he was drawing the ire of a lot of fans on Twitter and Facebook. You know, the one job he really has out there, he plays some offense too, but to get those kicks and secure them and not have things like that happen, what do you see from him going forward?
Boy, you know, I'm just wondering about the kid's confidence. There was another kick in that ball game that was that went out of bounds. Remember the one that went out of bounds? I want to say it was the second half.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I thought he actually made a play on that ball and stepped out of bounds when actually the officials ruled the ball had already crossed out of bounds before he picked it up. But, you know, I see some, and it's not for me to say, but I see some indecision, you know, in his approach. And that's unfortunate because if you've got to be decisive, if you're returning kicks, you have to be decisive, whatever you do. And that's something that we thought he was last year, very decisive. This year, I haven't seen that as much.
I heard some audio from him this morning talking about the wind being a factor, where he said the kickoff was coming and the wind just kind of held it up and it dropped. Coaches, I don't think are looking for an excuse like that, though, are they, Wayne?
No, and, you know, there was wind to the floor of the stadium. I was down there in the morning, and it looked like a totally calm day, but at the floor of the stadium, for some reason, there were some winds down there. It was not totally easy. It wasn't a calm day on the floor of the stadium, but I don't know if the wind would hold up a kickoff that much. I think it was interesting that the next kickoff the Bengals executed going that direction, they kicked it through the end zone. So maybe at that point they were trying to pooch it and see if they could get something going off of this return guy, but whatever they did, it worked and got them an extra 7 points.
Well, shame on us. Last week we talked about how they've been clean the first 2 weeks with injury. we had a whole 10 seconds we spent on that last week, and then this week it kind of changes. How much do you think right from the get-go, Wayne, with the Finley injury, because he factors so much into what they do offensively, how do you think that kind of impacted them going forward?
Well, I think that was a huge impact. You know, not having John Kuhn and Eddie Lacy before the game even began in the backfield was troubling. But, you know, James Starks was primed and lathered up and was off to a good start when he went down with an injury. I think the constant change of personnel really hurt the offense, and Aaron Rodgers felt that in terms of the continuity of his play. But if you look at this thing, you know, when you take Finley out of the mix, that makes the big three less awesome. You know, Nelson had a decent day, 8 catches, 93 yards. Cobb had 5 for 54, James Jones 4 for 34 yards. So the big three did not dominate this football game the way they had the previous couple.
You mentioned Aaron Rodgers. I just wanted to ask you about what you thought about his day. It was just kind of unusual to see him. I think the one interception James Jones copped to at the end of the game in a press conference saying that was his fault. He didn't finish the route off. The other one was kind of a lob ball for Cobb. But it just maybe the victim of his own expectations in a way and the way he's been playing over the past couple of years. I was at a bar watching the game, and people were just stunned at some of the things that were happening. What did you think of his game yesterday?
Well, for the layman, and I'm a layman, just to see those two interceptions, you know, I thought he threw into coverage. That's all. It just looked like the receiver was covered, or it's a very tight situation. But again, like James Jones says, he didn't quite run the right route. That makes a difference. And I thought the last interception of Randall Cobb, I'm not sure, you know, what the story was there. I do know this. The Bengals played the back shoulder fade really well. Their cornerbacks were both very good. Leon Hall especially, he's a top 10, top 15 cornerback in this league. So I know it wasn't easy out there for Aaron, that's for sure. And you know, but it looked to me on those two interceptions, like when we saw the replay, it looked like the guy was covered. Maybe Aaron was just trying to slip it in there, and it didn't quite work out.
How did you feel, Wayne, about that decision to go for it on fourth down, which was really the game-turning play for the Bengals? Jonathan Franklin tries to leap over, fumbles it. Bengals pick it up, run it back for a touchdown. And I know hindsight is 20-20.
The worst-case scenario. You never would have dreamed that.
You can always go back and second-guess. But at the time, I mean, did you think that was a good call?
Yeah, you know, I'm not a play caller. I guess what I was thinking in that situation was, you know, you're fourth and less than a yard. Just do a quarterback sneak, you know what I mean? And just, but they must have felt that with the stoutness of that front four that they had to give it to a running back, and Jonathan may have left the ground too early on that play and didn't press it up enough to the line of scrimmage. Ball comes out, they return it for a touchdown, and that really turned the game around.
Speaking of Franklin, Wayne, he had, wow, what an incredible day. 13 carries, 103 yards. You felt bad for him. He had the touchdown, and then I think mostly what he was talking about at the end of that game, unfortunately, was the fumble.
Yeah.
But what do you think of his performance? I mean, Starks goes down. It seems like, you know, Franklin didn't have any carries going into the game, but he adapted well, I'd say.
I think he did a great job in that regard. You know, his day was star-crossed, obviously. The 51-yard run, the touchdown run, he looked great. The fumble in the end got him beat. And, you know, so obviously there's a lot to digest there, as there was with the whole game. But I thought the kid really, really looked good. And you know, I came away with saying, you know what, that's going to help this kid down the road. He has been struggling since the pads came out of training camp. He's a, you know, fairly high draft choice, so they kept him around. They like his potential. But, you know, yesterday they had nowhere to go. Starks goes down. There's no other running back left on the roster. Franklin went down late in that game with a leg injury and eventually came back. They just had no one else, and they turned to the rookie, and I think he, you know, he gave them a good performance. You know, the Packers had gone 44 consecutive games in the regular season without a 100-yard rusher.
Yep.
Now on back-to-back weeks, they've had a 100-yard rusher, two different people, James Starks last week, Jonathan Franklin this week. This game should help Jonathan Franklin if everybody keeps it in perspective. Yeah, the fumble at the end got him beat, but the kid did a lot of good things before then.
I think contractually, if you're doing a radio segment after yesterday's game, we have to ask you about the little conversation, I guess. And it'll get overblown by a lot of people today. Did you make anything out of the ordinary of the little altercation, I guess you'd call it, or a shouting match between Rodgers and McCarthy? I think that was in the first half.
Yeah.
Well, you know, John, I'm not debating your question. It's just that where we are in our situation, we don't have big monitors in front of us.
Yeah.
And the monitor we had was overhead, so quite frankly, we didn't even reference it, and I didn't know about it until after the game. But I will say this, as Aaron mentioned, these are two very creative, competitive people. And in the creative process, which is what that is, play calling and football, there is a creative process to it. Sometimes there will be disagreement. So I could leave it at that. I don't know any details beyond that, and neither Mike or Aaron would comment any more than that. I think it's just part of the game.
Yeah, and we've seen that over the years. I think maybe Phil Simms, Bill Parcells had the most documented sideline confrontations in the past. So it does happen from time to time. And now we got the bye week, Wayne. How good or bad is this for the Packers? I mean, going in, they got injuries, chance to get some guys healthy. At the same time, I'm sure if you ask the players, they'd like to get right back out there and play today to just kind of get the taste out of their mouths.
Well, that's true. They don't want to sit on it for a week, but I got to tell you something. The physical aspect of this football team, they need the bye week. It could not have come at a better time. Hopefully, you'll start getting some people like Morgan Burnett, Casey Hayward back in that secondary. Although I thought the secondary against a very unique passing attack by, you know, Cincinnati did a pretty good job of keeping the big guns at bay. But I think getting those guys back, hopefully Clay's is not more than a two-week injury. Hopefully Starks is going to be able to come back as well from that knee injury. And JerMichael Finley, you know, if he's got the concussion situation, 2 weeks may be just what the doctor ordered for him. So hopefully you get these guys back for October, because that's the next stretch of the season, starting with Detroit and Green Bay on October 6th.
All right, Wayne, and we'll talk to you 2 weeks from today.
All right, guys, have a great one. Take care.
All right, you too. Wayne Larrabee, the voice of the Packers. And Talking Football with Wayne, brought to you by Lakeland Automotive, Legend Larry's, Meesbell's Meat Markets, and by the Bull at Pinehurst Farms.
What, too embarrassed to call in? Think.